The nation of Greece is struggling. Its unemployment rate is soaring near 25%, and the government is buried under a load of debt. It's getting money from other countries to help out with that, but it comes with conditions. For one thing, Greece has to cut its spending, something it's already done several times. Many of the services it used to provide no longer exist. Government workers' salaries have been cut, and for many Greeks, things haven't been getting better. That's why thousands spilled into the streets on Wednesday, some of them scuffling with police. A one-day strike in Athens shut down a lot of public transportation, as well as schools there. Across the Atlantic to the U.S. state of Ohio. In elections, Ohio is considered a battleground state, one that either a Democrat or Republican could win. Ohio has chosen the winning presidential candidate since 1964. That's part of the reason why both major candidates campaigned there yesterday. The incumbent President Obama, who won Ohio by 5 points in 2008, is leading again in recent polls there. He accused his Republican challenger of wanting to try old economic policies that didn't work. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Mitt Romney said the polls aren't his major concern. He also said he knows how to get the U.S. economy going again and that the president doesn't. Next up, New York City, home to the headquarters of the United Nations and where the General Assembly of all 193 member countries is meeting. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke yesterday. The controversial leader said his nation welcomes efforts to promote peace. Other countries say Iran's trying to build a nuclear weapon. That's part of the reason why the U.S. delegation didn't attend Ahmadinejad's speech. Now, with all this tension going on, diplomacy, dealing carefully with these different interests of all these different countries is key. CNN's Alina Cho got to hang out with a master of diplomacy, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Morning. Nice to see you. Very early.
It's just after 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're at the home of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
I normally should get up at 4, 4:30, but particularly during these days.
Especially on this day, the opening day of high-level debate at the UN General Assembly.
They call the UNGA the Super Bowl of diplomacy.
For Ban Ki-moon, it's the busiest time of the year.
This week, we have around 190 leaders. I'm going to meet most of them.
How much pressure do you feel?
Of course, I'm under a lot of pressure.
So much so.
These days, I cannot sleep longer than 4 hours. I have only 24 hours like everybody else.
In this 24-hour period, Secretary General Ban will meet with the leader of the free world.
What will you say to President Obama today?
We need U.S. leadership, President Obama's leadership and influence. We'll see how tight the security will be yourself.
We're off. We quickly learn being the SG has its perks.
Special name, only for the leaders, U.N. delegations.
Minutes later, we arrive at the United Nations. And the handshakes begin. Once inside, more handshakes in multiple languages.
How many hands did you shake?
100.
The SG's schedule is minute by minute. How do you read that?
Yeah, we can, you know, you have to have... The magnifying glass, maybe.
A quick meeting with Brazil's president, and it's nearly time.
Deep breath.
Time for Secretary General Ban to address the world's leaders on a world stage.
Okay, good luck.
Alina Cho, CNN, New York.